Did you know the average number of people who apply for any given job is 118? Only 20% of those applicants get an interview because many companies use software to screen out applicants before anyone ever sees your resume. Simply uploading your resume won't get you a job. You need an advocate. Express Employment Professionals is the local resource to help you land a new job. Express has more than 18,000 jobs available weekly. When you interview at Express, they'll assess your skills, they'll connect you with available jobs, and they'll team up with you in your job search. Express has jobs in manufacturing, accounting, distribution, information technology. Tired of applying and never hearing back? Visit your locally owned Express office today. Speak with professionals connected to available jobs in your community. Express never charges a job seeker to find employment. Visit expresspros.com. Expresspros.com. Apply online. Expresspros.com or visit an office near you today.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is a Bobby Bones show.
Come on, Bobby.
Oh, yeah. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning, studio.
Good morning.
All right, Thursday here. That Shania new song comes up in about 1 minute. Hey, Robert in Austin, Texas. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good, buddy. You're on the air. What's going on?
I was just calling about one time I won $50,000 on a scratch off.
What?
Yeah. It was kind of crazy because I basically had a $5 winner from like earlier in the week. And I went into this convenience store and they only had one $5 ticket available for, you know, because usually they have multiple. And really didn't like it, but I decided to get it anyway. So I scratched off all the basically winning symbols, you know, and then I scratched off online to see what, you know, the winning symbols were. Well, I saw I had a bell, so I scratched off a bell, and it was $5,000. And I was like, oh, wow, I won $5,000. But then I noticed I had a second bell. So I scratched it off, and it was $1,000. And I was like, wow, $6,000. I flipped the ticket over, and the top prize amounts were $1,000, $5,000, or $50,000. There was no $6,000 winner, so I knew right then and there I won $50,000. It was crazy.
That's crazy.
That feeling.
Thank you for calling us and sharing. I love it. Hey, appreciate that call. Appreciate you. There it is. All right, let's do this. You guys ready for world premiere?
Yeah.
Are we ready?
Yeah.
Is there a better chant, Dak? Are we ready?
Yeah. Yes, we are ready.
We are. Yeah. Let's do this.
Yes, we are. Okay. Okay. Are we ready?
Yes, we are.
Are we ready?
Yes, we are.
Do you want to hear Shania?
Yes, we do.
Okay. All right, brand new Shania Twain world premiere. Life's about to get good. I'm going to play it for you. She's going to be back in later this morning.
I wasn't just broken, I was shattered. I trusted you so much, you're all the about joy. Life's about pain. It's all about forgiving and the will to walk away. I'm ready to be loved and love the way I should. Life's about to get good.
Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
You see the story about the girl and the Hunger Games knowledge that she had?
No.
Okay. By the way, I love the Hunger Games.
Me too.
I read all the books.
Bring it.
Then watched the movies and I loved it. So, a 12-year-old girl in Massachusetts used what she learned from watching the Hunger Games because her friend hurt herself and she knew how to make a tourniquet because she saw the girl in the Hunger Games make one.
Wow.
So, Mackenzie George was playing with a friend. She slipped and cut her calf open. It's a bad cut. Her friend Megan tied a pair of shorts around her friend's leg to slow the blood loss because she saw in the Hunger Games that when you cut yourself, that's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
Then she called 911. Paramedics said the tourniquet helped save her life because it was such a bad cut that she would have lost so much blood.
That's amazing.
She was transported to the hospital. She also had surgery, no nerve damage, but full recovery because the... So everybody watch The Hunger Games is what we learned from this.
That's basically what I get from that.
Lunchbox, you ever seen those movies?
Nope.
Ever read the books?
Nope.
Eddie?
Yeah, I've watched the movies
read
with Lenny Kravitz is in them.
Yeah, he's Senna.
He plays Senna.
I've not read the books, no.
He's
Lenny,
in them?
Yeah.
He's a big character. Senna. Dude, he's Senna.
He's good.
Oh, Senna,
you know, do you know who Senna is?
Sounds like a lion.
Last name Peed.
Centipede.
Yeah.
No, stop.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big Three Stories.
It's producer Raymond in sports. The biggest fight in years is all set. Floyd Mayweather versus Conor McGregor. It's going to be August 26th in Las Vegas. In other news, the multi-state manhunt, it has intensified for those two Georgia inmates who escaped. They're dangerous beyond description. There's now a $70,000 reward if you have any information. And finally, you better keep voting. Get Bobby in the Radio Hall of Fame. All you got to do, just go to radiovote.com.
Day two of Shania, about an hour and a half from right now. A listener sent us pop sockets.
Yes, my first ever.
Oh, you're gonna it's gonna change your life.
I've heard.
I love mine now, and mine says 95.5 The Bull, our Vegas station. But a listener sent me one with glasses, like my glasses, and Amy one that says Pimp and Joy, and Lunchbox one.
Oh, no, I didn't get one. I guess there's only two people that work on the show.
Oh,
but it's cool.
No.
So whoever made those pop sockets, you know, you're really appreciated.
Lunchbox, do you want mine and another one?
No, no, yours says Pimp and Joy. That was for you. I'm just saying it's cool. I mean, I didn't want one. And
let me ask you a question.
Yeah, I'm not offended.
Do you think, and I'm just asking, because I enjoy you.
Okay.
But do you think if you were nicer to people, people would be nicer to you?
I think I'm pretty nice to people.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's a different kind of nice. It's an honesty nice.
Okay. I mean, I feel like I'm honesty nice to people.
Yeah, but you know how to handle people with kid gloves, or what do you call them when you had to handle Amy? Soft gloves, or...
Well, we say Amy gloves.
Oh, Amy gloves.
They're special.
You're better at that than I am. I'm more just like, whatever.
I just wonder, because I feel bad when you don't get something, too.
Yeah, I do.
But then sometimes people feel like you treat them like crap, where you feel like you're treating them honest.
Yeah. People just don't like honesty sometimes.
Or maybe the listener could only do two.
I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about, like, for example, when Lunchbox brought me a gift the other day.
Pretty nice.
He was stunned that I was like, is this a promotional gift? Well, that's what the thing that you do all the time is play jokes on people.
I know.
Right. So when I think that, you can't get mad.
From the heart.
It was from the heart. It took me a minute, and I did appreciate it, but it took me a minute.
The Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
All right, time for your Thursday positivity. Around the room, we all have good news, stories to share with you. You guys ready?
Ready.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Tell me something good.
The best first birthday present ever can join twins with the rarest form of the condition, get the gift of life after a successful separation surgery. The little girl's surgery lasted 11 hours at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. It took 30 people inside the surgery room. Can you imagine that?
30 people? Wow.
Medical equipment was marked with green and purple tape for each of the babies. They performed it last week. They're now recovering, and it's rare that they both survive, and they both did.
Mm.
They were joined at the top of their heads.
Wow.
Is that crazy?
Oh.
That's
wow. Amazing.
Miraculous.
Happy birthday. Man, Amy, you're up.
Well, speaking of babies being born, a woman went to the grocery store, had no idea she was pregnant, and she gave birth.
Wait, come on.
At the grocery store. Yeah. She had just given birth to her daughter like 10 months ago. So she was like, what? How in the world was I even pregnant?
I know that answer.
She hadn't really gained any weight. And the grocery store hooked it up, though. They gave the family a year's worth of free diapers.
Yeah.
So that's pretty awesome. And then a photographer found out about it on the news when the story ran and offered up her services and took cute little pictures of the newborn baby with grocery store produce.
Oh, boy.
It's like the size of the little celery stalk.
That's funny. Wow, having babies in random places with no doctors. And someone's going, and there's the baby.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
That's sort of what happened here.
Lunchbox.
Man, Jack was looking for a summer job. He's only 15 years old. He's like, I want something easy. So he's like, I'm going to be a lifeguard. Goes, signs up, takes the 5-hour orientation. Next day, shows up for his first day on the job. 20 minutes in, he has to save a 4-year-old boy from drowning.
Wow.
20
first
minutes
day?
Into his first day on the job.
Welcome to work.
Wow.
That's cool.
Way to go, Jack.
Way to go, Jack.
I like today's stories.
Way to go, Jack.
Woo!
That's what I'm talking about. See, That's good news. That's positivity. Thank you.
Get your Bobby Bones on.
Follow Bobby on Snapchat. Username Bobby Bones Show.
What'd you do yesterday?
I cricked my neck, or I have a crick in my neck, or I did something to my neck. Can you massage it?
Massages don't help cricks, though.
Well, what helps it? What in the world? I know exactly when it happened yesterday. I wasn't really doing anything in particular, but I cricked it, and it hurts. So, anyway, that's me.
What'd you do? You sat around?
No. I mean, a friend came over. We worked out. I walked the dog. I ran errands.
All with the crick? Dang.
I know. I still stay dedicated. I didn't just sit around. I know you didn't sit around. I watched you online.
You watched me online? What? The feed from my house that people...
Yeah. I watch you.
Oh, no. I had Jesse Alexander over, and we did a Bobby cast. That was late in the evening. And she wrote, I Drive Your Truck, Lee Bryce. She wrote Miley Cyrus, The Climb. She wrote Have a Drink on It, Blake. It was good. Just go to iHeartRadio or iTunes and search Bobby Cast, and did that. Worked out, had a meeting. I mean, it was just whatever.
A
normal day.
A bad meeting or a good meeting? Because you kind of said a meeting.
As a middle meeting.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No. Did you nap yesterday in Lunchbox?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. How long?
2 hours.
That boy. Yeah.
Bobby Bones.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
CMT is in talks to revive the Tim Allen sitcom Last Man Standing. ABC canceled it last month after 6 seasons.
One, I didn't know it was on 6 seasons.
Yeah.
Two, he's making like $5 million a year to do that show. He's going to have to come down on his price.
Well, that was one of the reasons ABC canceled. They said the show's just too expensive.
And I think if they can get it, that's awesome. CMT's doing some great job with the programming. But yeah, I'm with you.
A lot of fans would be excited if it comes back, so we'll see what happens. I mean, they brought back Nashville. We'll see. Lady Antebellum, they found an interesting way to hype up their album Heartbreak. They released a mini movie that matches up a clip of each song with a different scene in the film, and it takes place at a hotel. So they titled it Heartbreak Hotel.
Ah, that's what they did there. Elvis, all they get for him. Like,
it's pretty cool, so check it out. I'm Amy. That's your 30-second skinny.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from California. A 21-year-old man last year when Deadpool came out, he got an illegal copy. He got a video. He's like, man, I don't want to be the only one that gets to watch this. So he uploaded it to his Facebook page.
Oh, the whole new Deadpool.
5 million people watched that video. Now he's facing up to 3 years in prison.
Yeah, and you got to put him in jail. You have to put him in jail.
Oh,
and I know you think, just for an upload, you don't put him for all that time. But if you don't, other people are going to do this and think, just pay a little fine. You got to put him in jail.
It's Trevor was just trying to help his friends out. Let him. I mean,
That's actually stealing. That's literally stealing money.
Yeah.
Because people aren't going to go pay for that product now because he put it out. That's stealing money. Hard time. Sing Sing. Is that a place anymore?
Sing
Sing? Sing Sing?
Yeah. The jail?
Is that like Alcatraz?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know about Sing Sing.
Oh.
What country is that in?
I don't know. Hey, Google Sing Sing jail. See, that's even how you say. Go ahead, Lunchbox, do your little thing.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the... Come on, Eddie. Day.
Now he'll get it. He's
Sing Sing.
Prison.
Prison.
Because if you just do Sing Sing, it's going to come up singing.
Yeah. Hey, there is a Sing Sing.
Where is it?
In New York.
Is it still alive?
New York State.
Still alive?
Probably not. It looks really old. There are a lot of black and white photos in that.
Oh, yeah. That's where I served my time back in the day. Bones. All right, talking about doing makeup in public, is it rude to do makeup in public? Just give me your thoughts.
No, it's not rude. I don't think it's rude. If you're not bothering anybody else, I feel personally a little uncomfortable when I have to do it, but I've definitely had to if I need to kind of do some stuff, and I do feel awkward, but I don't think it's rude.
Why not go to the bathroom?
Maybe you can't get to one.
Okay.
And you have a little compact mirror. What? I mean...
The reason I bring it up, I saw it as a news story this morning on TV. And people were debating. They were yelling at each other, too. I was like, this is not a yell topic.
Yeah, there's other things to get passionate about.
There are yell topics. Then there are some you just talk about. So, I think if you have to pull out your mirror, you go to the bathroom.
Okay.
If you can do it, no problem. It's not a big deal.
Yeah.
If you don't do it at dinner.
Okay.
I think there are places that you do and don't do it.
Yeah.
Like, would you pull out a razor and shave your legs at dinner?
No, but that's different than putting on makeup.
Is it, though? It's all...
Yes, it is. You're, like, removing hair from your body.
I wouldn't be sitting at the dinner table and pull out a brush or comb and do my hair.
Now we're eating dinner.
You
said we were in public.
Yeah. Dinner. And no driving and doing it, because that's dangerous.
Oh, I know, but what about at a red light?
Okay, see, here we go. Tisha?
Yes.
Thank you for calling. What do you think?
I think that it's just rude driving down the road. That irritates me more than anything.
Because it's unsafe?
It's unsafe, and they're not paying attention at all. They're too busy looking in the rearview mirror, or they're mirrors and not paying attention, doing makeup.
I'm with you there.
That's
all right.
Not considerate.
I appreciate you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
Let's go to Kayla in North Carolina. Kayla.
Yes. Hi, Bobby.
Give me something.
I agree with the last lady. Driving down the road drives me nuts. I get running late. I'm a new mom. But like when you get to work, just go in the bathroom and throw mascara on. You don't need to do your full face makeup in the car.
I hear some passion in that voice.
I am. Well, it's dangerous. And being a new mom, like, I'm super concerned about my son because nobody pays attention to driving anymore. If it's not texting, it's reading, it's makeup. It's just that's there's true. Too many distractions.
I agree. Appreciate you.
I appreciate you. Man,
and I think pretty much we're all on the same page. We're normal. They were screaming to hear on the news.
Yeah.
Like it was some sort of crisis in the Middle East.
Yeah.
Talking about makeup. Hello, Bill. I'm Dayton.
Yes.
Dayton, Ohio representing. What's happening, Bill?
How you doing,
Bill?
Bobby?
I'm
good. I appreciate you having me on the phone.
I appreciate you calling in, Bill. Hey, I'm going to come to Dayton sometime this year. If I come, will you come?
Oh, I would so rock your show with you guys, man.
All right.
I would show up instantly.
I love that. All right, tell me what you think about this. You're a dude.
I honestly think if you're driving down the road or even sitting at a red light, you should not do it. One, you could get rear-ended. Two, you might have to slam on the brakes, and you will lose your eyeball.
Especially
with eyeliner.
Shoving it right into your eyeball. Yeah. Bill, appreciate you.
Good Lord.
This definitely went from just doing it in public to doing it while driving.
No, it went to what are the rules, and we found a rule. One, don't do it while driving.
Okay.
Two, don't do it at the dinner table.
Got it.
Other than that, I'm cool.
Fair
like,
game.
Do it wherever you want. If you have to pull out a mirror, you should probably go to the bathroom.
Question.
Just for guys, too. If you got to do something and you need a mirror, go to the bathroom.
Okay. What about, can I put on lip gloss at the dinner table when I'm done eating? No mirror.
Let it slide.
Depends how much the meal costs. Fancy meal? No.
Okay.
Tapas? Yes.
Okay, got it.
Jesse in Virginia.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm very good. Thank you for calling. What's happening?
Well, I have an opinion about the whole makeup in public thing.
I would love to hear it.
I am actually an independent distributor for a cosmetic company. I am a single mom and a full-time college student, and I run this small business, and I do a lot of my demos in public. I'll meet women in different coffee shops or places or even my kid's soccer field because that's where I can do it.
So what's your opinion on this?
My opinion is it's ridiculous for anybody to have an issue. I mean, if men wore makeup, would this be an issue?
Yeah, it still would be an issue. And I'll tell you why. Just because it's men and women. I mean, we have issues about how we sit. We're different. Men and women are different.
Yeah.
When you wear a dress, you can't sit with your legs spread open. We can. I guess if we wore dresses, but we don't. And there are things that we as guys, men and women are different. I agree. Most of the time you can put makeup wherever you want. But to just do the whole thing of, well, if it was a man, we live in a country where things are different.
Mm-hmm.
We handle things different.
Yeah.
It's weird for some men to go buy tampons. That's everyday things for some. Well, it seems like everyday things, probably.
It does, but I don't like buying it still.
You don't?
Well, no.
I take great pride.
No. I make sure I get a female checker outer if I can, or self-checkouts amazing.
I buy the fanciest of fancy ones. And I'd be like, excuse me, I'll take the silk ones, please. Is that how it works?
No.
Oh, well, I have no clue. All right.
I look for sales.
Oh, sales. I would never do that with that. No, never. I'd always go high-end. So, nope, high-end.
You don't want to go cheap with
it. I couldn't go as high-end as possible. I'll take the diamond ones, please. The Bobby Bones Show. Thank you for the call. Shania Twain back in about 40 minutes. She has this new song called Life's About to Get Good. I don't know if you guys have heard this yet. We played it this morning. You can download it too. Shania Twain. I'll play some of this. Here.
I wasn't just broken. I was shattered. I trusted you so much. You're all that matters. You know I'll like a sad bird. I couldn't hold on, and I think you were flattered. Oh, life's about joy, life's about pain. It's all about forgiving and the will to walk away. I'm ready to be loved and loved the way I should.
So that's a new Shania song right there. Shania Twain.
Life's about to get good. Life's about to get good. Oh, life's about to get good.
What? Longer. There you go. I don't know it quite enough yet. I thought I was going to go back into that part again.
Yeah, no.
So she'll be in like 40 minutes. So that's the new Shania. Life's about to get. What are you trying to get my attention for right now?
Oh, I thought we were listening to the whole thing, so I was going to use your phone to gauge where I should put my pop socket.
Oh, by the way, if you don't have a pop socket, it will change your life. Because you only have to use one hand. Even if your iPhone's big or your Samsung's big, you take, boop, put the pop socket from your fingers. There's a reason that 12-year-olds do things. Because they're smarter than us.
Way
when it comes to using technology. And now I see all these kids running around using pop sockets. Or I see them on TV, use pop sockets. Or the Jenners. Bop tuckets. Bop tuckets. And so I was like, whatever, I'll never do that. And then I got one, and I was like, changed my life.
Mm-hmm.
So now I use a pop socket and text with one hand. Like the other one, I'll throw a baseball or I'll barbecue at the same time.
All while sending a tweet.
Wow. It's all the same thing.
Yeah.
Sometimes I use my pitchfork, you know?
Yeah.
I'm doing lots. I have this free hand now that's amazing because of the pop socket. So you put it, take the halfway point, mm-hmm. like make a line,
mm-hmm.
and then put it right below the halfway line.
Okay.
And it's like other things. The first time's never that good when you put it on.
But you're going to love
it.
But
I don't want to mess it up.
Eventually, you'll love it. It's like other things.
Yeah,
man.
It's true.
The first time, you're nervous about it. You're worried exactly where it goes.
Yeah.
And you don't get it right the first time.
It's going to feel awkward.
Yeah, it is. And but then...
Okay, I got it. Yeah. And then...
All this for a pop socket?
Then yeah. Then it becomes a thing. And you can't get enough.
Yeah, okay.
And like
very
I said,
interesting.
I pop socket with one hand. You have no idea. I do my other. You just have a. What's wrong with you? You gonna throw
nothing.
Up?
What's happening?
No.
And we just made a throw up thing, but
why?
I think she's about to cough.
No, I'm like laughing, coughing.
Are you sick?
No.
No, of course not.
No, I'm not sick. I just have a tickle in my throat.
You and replacement Morgan over here.
Replacement.
That's her new name.
Well, she's the second Morgan.
You're right.
She whatever. She's filling in to the digital position right now. And so we have two Morgans. I don't even know one Morgan.
Yeah.
Now I have two.
It's hard.
So we got replacement Morgan over here doing stuff. And she's sick. And Amy's sick. What's the one rule?
Don't be sick. I'm not sick.
Okay.
You really need to...
And replacement Morgan's like going...
I'm not sick.
Okay. Okay, thank you all. Yeah. Amy ran into a celebrity at the grocery store. The earth is round.
I can't help that I...
My dog poops. All things that happen and exist. That grocery store you go to, like, I don't know how that's not a tourist attraction.
Yeah.
Because all the stars are there.
Yeah.
Turnip truck?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And in both locations. I mean,
dang.
You can run into any given old celebrity.
In the past, you've run into who there?
Rachel Bilson, most recently. Mm-hmm. Brett Eldridge.
Wow.
Brothers Osborne, both. Oh. Well, and then this one that I ran into yesterday, I've run into before as well.
Oh. Yeah, you've seen Dirk's there too, haven't you?
No, he was at Whole Foods.
Oh, different grocery store.
Oh, okay.
Dang. Julie.
Yeah.
Take a shot at this. What celebrity did Amy see at the grocery store?
I think she saw her man, Dirk's.
No, but I have seen him before. And I saw Steven Tyler at Whole Foods. Now that we bring up, if you bring up a different grocery store, I give you a different celebrity. But that's just how Nashville is.
How come you don't react when people say her man, Dirk Bentley?
Oh,
it's a thing that it's normal.
It's just, you know.
That's
well,
crazy.
I am sitting here.
Yeah, yeah. In the chair with his face on.
Yes.
Yeah. No, is it Dirk's?
No.
Okay.
Not Dirk's.
You're on the air, Tom in D.C. What's happening, Tom?
Hey, good morning, Bobby.
Can you guess the person? Good morning to you, too, that Amy saw at the grocery store. One final game here. Go ahead.
I think it was Carrie Underwood.
Carrie Underwood.
I think the celebrities seek out Amy because she's so sweet.
Oh, dang.
Interesting.
That's really
angle.
Yes.
yes, interesting.
Amy?
I ran into Kit Moore.
Chip Moore. It is.
You've seen him here before.
Same
right?
grocery store, same experience. Sleeveless, cutoff shirt, healthy food in the basket.
What time did you see Kip?
Oh man, it was probably shortly after work-ish.
Oh, it was in the daytime.
Yeah.
I talked to him last time on the phone. Yeah, and he didn't mention he saw you.
He didn't? Mm-mm. He was so nice. It was lots of healthy, lean meats and greens.
Why'd you look in his basket, stalker?
What's wrong with what's you? What's in their basket so we can see it?
No. Don't he's looking at people's food?
Yeah.
We talked about the weather.
Yo, you talked to him?
Yes. We hugged. He talked. He was super nice. But you know when you start talking about the weather, it's time to just be like, hope you have a good day.
Yeah, you gotta go. You're done.
That weather talk, it's not for me.
You don't like it, do you?
Listen, I don't like small talk, period. And sometimes people will go, that's kind of rude, because I don't go into a room and just talk. I had nothing to say. And so I have nothing to say. I don't have anything to say about nothing things. Like if there's a blizzard or if there's a huge rainstorm, I'm like, hey, heads up. I'll talk about it. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I'd rather say nothing.
That's going to change in your life because you own a Jeep now. You're going to want to know if it's raining outside or not.
I have an app on my phone.
Oh, okay. The Jeep app?
No, it's the radar.
We need to talk, though,
weather
as people.
Radar. The Doppler
Here's
radar.
The thing that happens to me all the time. They see me coming. They hating. They trying to catch me riding GP.
Trying to catch me riding GP.
They trying to catch me riding GP.
Trying to catch me riding GP. Mr. Bobby
Bones. Shania Twain in 13 minutes. A Mother's Day crushes Father's Day on how much just people care and spend. Eddie, you're a dad.
Yeah.
Thoughts?
I mean, I guess it makes sense, you know, like... We're just, I don't know, you know, we're just busy working and stuff. So
Wait,
I guess.
What do you mean we're just busy working?
I feel like when it comes to Mother's Day, they like make life sacrifices where they just have to stay home and dedicate their whole life to raising these children.
1960, line two.
I'm serious.
Well, they don't have to, but a lot of
the numbers. You're talking about the numbers, and I'm saying the numbers are reflecting that a lot of dads are. You know, just working and not around. Like, and the moms are there 24/7. They have to be.
Dig that hole, buddy. You want another shovel? I was like, Eddie doesn't change diapers. Eddie doesn't do laundry. You're kind of a perfect man for the 60s.
Guys, maybe it's the way I was raised.
For sure.
I was sort of raised with that mentality. I never thought once I had kids I would work. But that was my personal thing. I didn't expect other women to do it. I personally wanted to stay home, and then I was never able to get pregnant. So here I am still working. And when my kids come, I'll work. But
the tone.
What tone?
Watch it.
The tone.
Wait, what's the tone?
I am still working. Hey, we have a great job.
Here I am still working.
I didn't even realize. And here I am still that working.
I hate working.
No, that tone was probably like I never got pregnant. But I mean, remember the days when I was actively pursuing pregnancy? And we just thought I would leave the show. Like,
yeah,
that was
that's true.
Done.
Yeah. But for Eddie to go, you know what?
Yeah,
because men work and women stay home all the time.
But I'm saying that's why Mother's Day is more like a bigger deal and people spend more money.
I have a reason why. I think that as women, we just are into that a lot more, and men don't really need to be showered with gifts of appreciation.
Oh,
and
dang.
A lot of women, it's just by nature.
Holidays. And I put birthdays in there, are much more of a female thing.
Yeah, Valentine's
Day. Days of celebration are much more of a female thing.
Right, got it.
Valentine's Day, birthdays, anniversaries.
Men are like, I don't need to be celebrated.
No. Men, on the other hand, it's not a celebration thing with them. For women, you like to be treated.
Yes.
Men, we're wimps. We need to be taken care of.
Yeah, you do.
And that's the sides of it. Women are so much stronger than men. If somebody gets sick, like the women in my life, they get sick. They're just like, a guy gets a cold, baby, and don't feel good. So, women like to be taken care of on like, hey, I want to treat you extra special.
Yeah.
Men like to be taken care of like, I need you to make me feel good because I feel bad.
Okay, gotcha.
Eddie has nothing to do with.
Like working.
Wow.
We're busy working.
Well, I just thought like I send my mom
hey, your
presents.
Your buddy Barney Rubble's here.
Oh, okay. Flintstone, old school, got it. Like I send my mom presents for Mother's Day, but I won't send my dad presents for Father's Day
because
like mama sacrificed her life for me. So did my dad, but I was with my mom all the time. So I felt a little closer. I'd give her anything she wants.
Because your dad worked.
Right.
And your
That's
mom
my
didn't.
Point. Just like dad was out working.
In your life, you work and your
Correct.
Wife doesn't.
And my kids would be like, Mom, she was the best to us. And dad, he was cool. He worked.
I think it's great that your wife gets to do that. And she still works a little bit from home.
She does. Yeah. Just saying, that's what I thought the stats reflected.
Again, Eddie changed.
Barney Rubble. Here I come.
Eddie changed maybe 10 diapers with two kids.
We have to bring that up again.
I'm just saying.
Dude, I got slammed yesterday.
Yeah, you did, because we've read that
4,000 diapers.
Yes. So that's 8,000 diapers, and you changed 10.
I lucked out.
Bobby Boneshell.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30 Second Skinny.
So remember when CMA Fest ended?
I do. It was
basically
like
just
three
the
days
other
ago.
Day.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? You can start the countdown, because they've already announced next year's dates. It's going to run from June 7th through the 10th. If you're looking to come to Nashville, ticket details are at visitcmafest.com.
I'll say this. For us, we live here. We know the artists. Heck, I did four shows. But people take vacations, and they spend their vacations, and they come, and you get to see a lot of fringe music, regardless of what's happening at Nissan Stadium.
Right.
Like, you get tickets to that, fantastic. It's huge. But just all day, it's free music. It's overload. It's an amazing overload of country music. And so I go, that's because I worked the whole time. But it really is an awesome thing. Yeah, there you go. Thumbs up. What else?
So Ben Stiller, Vince Vaughn, and Christine Taylor and other cast members from Dodgeball, and maybe I'm into this because I love the movie Dodgeball, but they put together a video for a new contest where you can win a chance to play Dodgeball with Ben.
What I saw in that is that Ben Stiller and his wife are still doing it together, even though they're divorcing.
Good observation. I didn't even think of that. But it's all for his foundation, which provides educational opportunities for kids around the world. So I don't know if you're a big Ben Stiller fan or Dodgeball. Pretty cool.
Did you know I do that for a living?
What?
Observe.
Oh.
Yeah. He's like, good observation.
Yeah. I'm Amy. That's your 30 Second Skinny.
All right. Thank you for that.
Compassion, kindness, joy, and hope. These are the stories that we celebrate on the Love What Matters podcast. Hey, it's Amy from The Bobby Bone Show, and we are changing lives through kindness and spreading joy as we go. We're trying to bring humanity back into the news. You'll laugh, you'll cry, you maybe will think deeply. Beautiful souls are really everywhere. You just got to look around and find them, and we find them for you at the Love What Matters podcast. So definitely check it out. It's just real people telling real stories. To listen, search for Love What Matters on iHeartRadio now.
This is the Bobby Bones
Show.
All right, Shania Twain's here in the studio. Hey, Shania.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm great.
So today's the world premiere day, if you missed it, and she has this song here, Life's About to Get Good. You with the new song here,
and it's good.
So wait, so what do you? What's in your mind right now? So here you are, you're back. Like, do you feel like there's a pressure to it?
Yeah, but I'm cheered up and happy to be here again, and grateful. And there's just so many challenges in coming back to something you haven't done in a long time. So yeah, feeling good.
Yeah, I want to ask you about this. I remember reading. When you had vocal cord, the issue.
Yeah.
I guess I was in college right after college. What happened? So what happened to your vocal cords? Because you had to have surgery, right? Like some super.
I can't repair it with surgery.
Oh, so it's still a thing.
It's an atrophy thing. Yeah, yeah. I was tick. I had Lyme disease. I got bit by a tick. And
wow, that made your vocal cords bad?
Yep. Right now, I need about an hour and a half to warm up, and I can't do any spontaneous singing. Like, if I was to sing, like, right now, I would sound like a dying cow. I really need to, and that's really a bummer for me, because sometimes I'm in a club or whatever, and I feel like, you know, I just want to get up and sing, or I want to do karaoke and, you know, get into the whole thing, but I could really damage myself if I did that.
Wow.
So, and I don't want to damage myself. I don't have nodules or anything that, you know, the typical singers have. This is from a Lyme's disease. It's nerve damage, and it's really a bummer. I'm stuck with it for the rest of my life. But so it just takes a lot of work. So, it's like a permanent injury.
Yeah, it's got to be weird too, just even singing, knowing you have it. Because I have a lot of friends that are professional athletes, and like they've torn muscles hard, but they say even the mental part of it is so hard because they don't even want to press on it, because they're like, what if? Even though they've done all the proper
rehabbing,
what
if it gives out? And it is like that. Like, if I don't warm up and really prepare, it is. I always do refer to it like a knee, like a bad knee. And you never know when that knee's going to give out on you. And that happens to me when I'm singing. Like, I wouldn't be able to be an opera singer, for example, because, because I'm running around and I can ad lib and I can work with it. I can manage it. And I'm just so determined. Like, I couldn't sing for a long, long time. And I could barely yell out for my dog. It's really, really a... Because the air escapes from the... You know, it's very technical.
Man.
But I was just really determined to get to the bottom of it and find out what I could do about it. And little by little, I realized that I could do this. I could do it again. And... So now I'm not going to give up now. You know, it takes a lot of work. I have to say it's a lot of work, and I do get discouraged some days. Like an athlete with an injury, you do worry, is it going to give out on me when I'm on stage? Is it going to be there for me when I need it? But I feel really good just talking about it, too. That helps me psychologically with it, and I accept it. It's just part of who I am now.
Bobby Bones Show.
Back in the studio with Shania Twain. I want to play a clip here. These are people that have all covered you. It's going to be tough. See if you can tell who this is. You're all very famous singers.
Oh my gosh.
See if you can tell who's covering you. Okay? Clip number one. Here you go.
That's Miranda Lambert.
Oh, it's Carrie. Yes.
I hear it. Okay. Dang.
It's so easy. Once you're told, you can hear it.
Yes.
It's tough. All right, let's try another one. Shania Twain in studio.
Dang it. You stumped me on that. I hate that.
Name the artist that's covering you. Okay. Number two.
Now that's Miranda Lambert.
That's Miranda. Nice job, Jim. One down. Go ahead.
I guess it's just that. I don't know. It was the Southern. I don't know. They both have that Southern thing, you know.
The accent?
Okay, yeah.
All right, here we go.
I got to warm my ears up. Never mind my voice.
Here we go. Name the cover.
Looks like we made it.
Yeah, Kelly Clarkson.
Kelly Clarkson. Quick on that one. Got that one. That was quick. Okay, she's loose now.
That's impressive.
Oh, check this. We'll go to the dude.
From this moment.
Oh, yeah, okay.
As long as I live,
of course I know who this is. I'm drawing a blank. I know the voice, and now the name's leaving me. Oh, that's nice. I like it.
Luke Bryan.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, and the audio is obviously fantastic, too. I think somebody recorded that from their sock cell phone.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
That's got a cool scratchiness to it. Way to go, Luke. That was good.
I'm going to give you one more. How about this
Another
one?
Dude?
No, I'm going to keep it.
A lady dude.
Yeah, a lady dude. No lady dude.
That's what I am in my family. I'm a lady dude.
Why is that?
I don't know, because they're always calling each other dude, and I guess they thought I was feeling left out. So my son's like, you're a lady dude, Mom. And I do all the lady dude things. I mean, I play street hockey with him. I play basketball. I play soccer. I'm a lady dude, I think.
Are your kid 15? Is he 15?
He's 15, yeah. So I'm one of the dudes.
Does he know you're cool,
one
though?
Of the guys.
Like, does he know you're cool? At 15, does he know you're, like...
I don't know if he would go so far as saying I'm cool. He's a big supporter, big cheerleader of mine, and he's really, but, you know, he doesn't really get into the whole fame thing. I'm just mom.
Yeah, but aren't you mom, they can buy him like an awesome car?
Yeah, and are his friends like your mom, Shania Twain?
Yeah, they kind of are a little bit. not all of them. They're really supportive, you know, supportive as well, that's his life and that's his world. But I think the cool part is more that I'm a cool mom. I don't think the Shania thing has anything to do, you know, to him.
All that aside, you'd still be a cool mom.
Yeah, I'm not really sure how cool he thinks that
is. Do friends ever ask you to sing at their wedding? Because I always feel like that would be really awkward. Like, if someone's your friend, like, oh, I'm going to ask you to sing.
I know. No, you know, they have. You know, I have done that. I know, I have done that. But never, like, not in, like, a band setting. You know, I'll just, like, get up and do a little... few lines of something, you know, just to do it. But yeah, no, that does happen. The karaoke's the worst.
The pressure on you to go anywhere where anybody's singing, because everyone's like, I wonder if she's going to get up and sing.
I know.
Will she get up and sing?
But now I can't do that, even if I wanted to. That is kind of a bummer. But yeah, you know, because I got to warm up. I just can't get up there and, like, you know, do it.
Congratulations on the song, and I can't wait to hear the whole record. And it's awesome to meet you.
It's great to meet you too. Yeah, no, this is really, really cool. I've enjoyed the visit.
Everybody clap your hands for Shania Twain. Woo! Yeah! Bye, Shania.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
A guy named Lawrence robbed a bank in Kansas City.
Then he sat down in the lobby and he waited for the cops to arrest him. Once he got in custody, he said, listen, I need to go to jail because I cannot live with my wife any longer.
Man.
He actually wrote the robbery note in front of her before he left the house, just so she would know how miserable he was.
Oh my, what?
But,
oh,
his entire plan backfired on him. Because today's Thursday. So 2 days ago, he goes in front of a federal judge. And the judge says, okay, you get 50 hours of community service and 6 months house arrest with your wife.
Oh, got him.
Burn.
Oh,
well, they need
God.
To get help, maybe.
Like counseling?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe during that house arrest, counseling. Someone could volunteer their services.
Okay, okay, let me just run this by you.
Yeah.
Let me just throw this up in the air and see what happens, okay? If you're miserable about someone, just don't be around them anymore. You gotta go rob a bank. Just move. Just get out.
Maybe that wasn't an option. He needed food and shelter and, well, jail gave him that. I don't know.
Generally speaking, I know a lot of people who are in miserable relationships. If you're that miserable,
this is an option.
Do you know how many lives you have? I'm going to ask you guys a question. Do you know how many lives you have?
One.
One life. Oh. Do you want to spend that one life not being happy?
No.
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 And I think there are things, sometimes you'll cut bait too quick and you're like, ah, crap. But if you're fully in, like, I'm just not going to be happy, I don't think there's any reason to sit through it. Like, you get one life. You get one youth, you get one adult life, you get one old life. That's a three lives. You get three lives.
Three lives in one?
Yeah.
Yeah. But if you're not happy, you are the only person that's going to change that. This guy, he tried to make change for once in his life.
Going to feel real good. Going to make a difference.
Going to rob a bank. Going to go to jail.
I know that song.
Michael Jackson.
Yeah. I heard that one before.
That's a good one. I'm looking at the man in the mirror. He's trying to rob a bank. My wife is such a pain in the buttocks. If you really want to go and get some money, just rob a bank and then make a
jail.
I got nothing.
Yeah, why?
No, that was a lot. That was awesome.
My Michael's pretty good. Here's this. Tim in Boston, you're on the air.
Hey, Bobby, how are you?
Good, buddy. What's going on?
So, I have to preface this first. I am listening on the iHeartRadio app, and it's like 5-minute delay. So, if we've already covered this, I do apologize for, I guess, revisiting it. But one of the things I wanted to ask was, with Lunchbox being there, I'm assuming he figured out his bed bug situation?
That's a good question, because we haven't talked about it yet, and I think we're going to in the next, like, 2 minutes. Do you have results?
I have results, yeah. You told me that I had to bring results, so I went and did a test.
All right. Tim, give me, like, 1 minute.
Sure.
And we'll put that on the air. Thank you for listening. And obviously, I appreciate you. Okay, so you have that coming up?
Yeah,
all right.
I'm ready.
Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones. Thanks again to Shania Twain for coming by this morning. Thanks for coming by yesterday morning. It's been kind of crazy to see someone that you listen to and were like a big part of your childhood. All the country stars now, they're just like people. And they're cool people, but they're just people. Like Shania's like part of our childhood, like part of our life, the grain of our life.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been a really cool couple of days. I think we'd all admit Lunchbox is dirty, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I think we all admit Lunchbox is borderline a hoarder.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yes. For sure.
Okay. I think we all admit Lunchbox probably has bed bugs, right?
Yes.
He said his wife's been getting bit in the middle of the night. He's been getting bit in the middle of the night. It could be fleas. Like, you're not too good for fleas.
Nah, fleas are friends.
I don't know about that, but... So you go to Home Depot, you get a test.
Yes.
How much does it cost?
It's like $6.
Oh.
And it's
a $6 test?
You're about to say 60.
How legitimate is a $6 test for bed
bugs? No, it's legit.
Okay.
It's a very legit thing. And some lady heard me asking the guy for the test, so I'm walking to the checkout. Some random customer stops and talks to me about bed bugs for 15 minutes because she had bed bugs, and it takes 6 months to get rid of them. And this is what you need to do, and you got to stay on top of it. And giving me all these tips, I'm like, lady, I don't want to hear about your bed bugs, and I don't want people knowing I got bed bugs, so can we keep this quiet? But she was really nice. So
they hear you on the radio talking all about it. Yeah.
So I check out, I go home.
The drummer's getting tired over here.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
And I put the kid in between the mattresses, and I woke up this morning, And I brought, let me bring Exhibit A into the studio.
He has it hiding behind a pillow.
Why did you hide it?
Why are you limping?
No, just whenever
the bed bug got him.
He's limping.
No, I just get up. I get a little stiff. I'm older now.
He has a Ziploc bag. In the Ziploc bag is a piece of cardboard.
Yeah. And you look inside.
Oh, no.
No bed bugs. No bed bugs.
Wait.
They would crawl in and they would get stuck in this. But
is that
there's
a trap?
No bed bugs.
And you only have to do it for one night. You don't have to.
Yeah. Because they'd be crawling all up on you. They'd be crawling. Look at that. Boom.
Are
no bed bugs.
Sure you did that right?
Huh. I followed the instructions word for word on the trap. Look, how many bugs you see?
None, but sometimes they're microscopic.
No, you would see them. They're big. See, zero. Bed bug free. Woo! What are you doing?
I just don't know if I believe
that. Yeah,
me
neither.
That looks like
what do you mean?
A cardboard
this is
coaster? With a piece of tape on it.
No, yeah, this like is glue. This is bed bug glue.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm glad you
what's it smell like? What's it taste like?
Yeah, lick it.
Lick it.
No, I'm not going to lick it. That's poison.
Oh, that's true.
Come on, guys. I'm smarter than that.
Okay, so you don't have bed bugs.
I don't have bed bugs. But would you like evidence A into the court?
No, but if you would have brought that in and had bed bugs on it.
No, I'd have put it in the bag.
They're like gnats flying all around him right now.
I know. There are fruit flies in here. I don't
understand
why. You're
like that kid from Charlie Brown.
Wait. Why is it me? They were over by
Pigpen. Pigpen. Yes. Like, you're like Pigpen.
They're not over here now.
We like you a lot.
Yeah.
You're our friend.
I don't understand what I did.
To do what?
To get this bug.
Their reputation?
Oh,
yeah,
lots.
The reputation. Yeah, name what I did.
Look in your car. Look in your house. Like, you're just a dirty.
Yeah, you're dirty, dude.
You have a good heart, but you have a dirty exterior.
Environment.
And you don't shower.
Sometimes.
You don't wash your sheets.
For how long do you not wash your sheets?
Oh, months.
Trash in your car. Yeah. Spiders.
Towels. A few weeks.
See, here
okay,
you
now
are
he's joining
in.
All right,
yes.
All right.
Let's go.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Man, phones are full. Let's go to Kaylee in North Little Rock. Kaylee, you work for a pest control company?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so Lunchbox brings in this cardboard test he paid $6 for, and he says it's free of bed bugs. You hear this, what do you think?
I'm laughing to myself driving down the road.
Okay, what are you going to tell Lunchbox?
Well, it's just, there's no way that could possibly tell you that there's bed bugs. Bed bugs hide in the cracks by your baseboards, up in your curtains, in the seams of your mattresses. They can live up to 18 months without a blood meal. So this little test underneath his mattress for one night, there is no way it's going to tell him if he's got bed bugs or not.
So what does he need to do?
He needs to call a pest control company. They'll come out, they'll put mattress encasements on his mattress and box springs that he needs to leave on there for at least a year. You know, you can put your mattress cover or whatever on top of it, your sheets, but it's got some poison in it that won't hurt you. There's a barrier there.
That seems a bit dramatic. A year?
Yeah.
I can't even stay in a relationship that long, and you want Lester to commit to bed bug fighting?
Well, like I said, they can live up to 18 months without feeding on a blood meal.
Yeah. Is there a quicker way just to test it, though?
Yeah.
That's to get rid of them, she's saying. For a year, you keep it on there. That's not testing it for a year.
Oh, I thought I was like, that's the longest test. I took the ACT, it took like 4 hours, and I was like, I'm out.
No, to test them, you need to call a pest control company and have them come in and, you know, take a look at everything, do an inspection.
Got it.
Because if you don't know what you're looking for, you're not going to find them.
Well, you just put a piece of cardboard down with some tape on it. You don't think that's a good idea? $6?
Absolutely not.
Kaylee, I appreciate you.
Now, Bobby, thank you. I've been following you since you started at KLAZ.
Thank you very much.
Oh, wow.
You are awesome. That's why I appreciate you so much. A couple things. First of all, you got to call somebody.
No. See, who did that lady work for?
She just said.
Oh, you think she's a lobbyist for pest control?
She works for a pest control company. Of course, they're going to call and say you need to call us and have us come out.
No,
they need to make money.
She wasn't saying to call her place.
She didn't
just
leave
like,
her
in
number.
General,
whatever.
Like call anyone. Okay. She's this nationwide conspiracy.
They all start texting each other. We got one over on the Bobby Bones Show. We need somebody to call in immediately.
Locked and loaded.
All right. The Whitey Tidies saga that happened here on the show.
Yeah.
It was the argument, is it tidy whities or whitey tidies? Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. And what did we say?
Okay, so Amy, you and I said whitey tidies.
Yes, and that's right.
Eddie said the other
tidy whities.
And a lot of listeners said tidy whities.
Yeah, all of America, basically.
There's a definitive answer.
Mm-hmm.
Is there?
Yeah.
Amy, go ahead.
Well, I would like to thank this super smart listener that sent me a note that said, the undies are the tidies. And you would never say underwear white. You would say white underwear. So it's whitey tidies. You don't say, for a blue dress, you don't say
goodness.
Dress blue. You say blue dress, whitey tidies. Woo! It's English. It's proper English.
I think you read the email wrong.
No, I didn't.
Because the description of the tidy, of the whiteys, are the tidies.
No, no.
So blue dress, no, description, no. Tidy, whiteys.
The tidies are the underwear.
The whiteys are the underwear.
No, the whiteys are the color.
No, color first. That's English. Proper English is not
dang.
Clothing.
They're white tights.
I got that same email and I was like, dang, that thanks, dude. I even responded to him. I look like a dummy.
No, you read it.
Yeah. They're basically, it's white tights. Whitey tidy.
Yes.
Oh, gosh. I thought they were whites and they were tidies.
They're not called tidies.
Huh.
Yeah. Oh, yes. We're
this
smart
still
again.
Still goes on.
Yeah, no, it doesn't. It's over. We won.
Oh, that was the end of
we won.
Yeah,
no.
We win.
Yeah, yeah, game over.
At the end of the day, we speak proper English.
We got an email. We won. By the way, lots of listeners are asking. Because, Amy, I found a date.
What? Oh, about your trip to Haiti?
Yeah, okay, August.
Let me put it on my calendar.
Hold on,
please.
Hold on.
Okay.
I told Amy that if her kids are not here by August, I would go to Haiti.
Okay.
Because I've been scared to go. I'll be honest. There's nothing. It's not a. I just am scared to go. The government puts out warnings every 2 days, like, don't go to Haiti. The 18th and 19th of August, I can go.
I'm sorry, the what? 18th and 19th?
Yeah.
Okay.
And 19th of August. I can go.
Haiti? Question mark. Okay, I got it in my calendar.
If your kids aren't here by then, I'm going to go. Because I told you I would. You also made the side deal.
Oh, we can celebrate my son's birthday. He'll be turning 7. You can take him a gift and a cake.
Perfect. I'll take him 2 cakes. Now, you said you would get a tattoo of my face on your body if I did this.
Yes.
And what area of the body have you decided?
I'm thinking about the bottom of my foot.
That's really sensitive.
Oh.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Numbing cream, something.
What about the heel of your foot? I wrote that.
Oh, the heel?
What do you mean? Ooh, the rest of it's sensitive.
Yeah.
Maybe the heel. Okay, fine. I could do the heel.
You're going to get a tattoo of my face on your heel if I go to Haiti.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I need to check
repeat
out.
Repeat after
if I
me.
Able,
we need
if
this
I'd
for
be
official
able to
record.
Walk.
I know, for official record.
I mean,
repeat after me. I. Amy.
Amy.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That if Bobby goes to Haiti.
That if Bobby goes to Haiti.
I will get a tattoo of his face.
I will get a tattoo of his face.
Somewhere on my body.
Somewhere on my body.
Not a temporary tattoo.
Not a temporary tattoo.
Because that would not be fun.
Because that would not be fun.
And boy is Bobby fun to hang around.
And boy is Bobby fun to hang around.
And good looking.
And wow. Good looking.
The end.
The end.
You heard it all right there.
Yeah. Wow. Wow.
I will take that to court.
Okay.
So I can do August 18th and 19th, looking at my schedule.
Okay. Why do I have on September 1st on my calendar, the only thing I've written is Bobby going crazy?
Oh, that's a day. That's B-Day.
Okay. I love things that are on my calendar.
Yeah, because,
okay.
No, here's what happened. Like, there's a lot of crap happening in the world. Then there's a lot of stupid crap happening in country music. And on September 1st, if some things aren't fixed, it's B-Day. I'm going on the air and I'm going off. I'm talking about... There's a bus, and I'm throwing artists, radio stations, satellite radio people, managers, us. I'm throwing us all. Everybody's going under the bus.
What wow. Did we do?
Wait,
oh, you don't even know, but keeping notes. I've been keeping an industry journal for the past year, and if things aren't fixed by September 1st, boom, B-Day happens.
Okay.
Dang.
Got it.
It's a big day.
If things don't get fixed.
That's a Friday.
Every blah. It's going to be like Bicky Leaks.
Whoa.
Yeah.
With a B.
Yeah, for Bobby.
Bobby Leaks, maybe?
Yeah, yeah. No, Bobby Leaks doesn't make sense. It's like a ping.
I didn't even... No. No, I didn't picture you ping.
Bobby Leaks.
Oh,
you're not Wick. Okay, got it.
Yeah, Bobby Leaks. That's not good.
No. Brett and Mobile. Brett.
Hey, Bobby. I got something for Lunchbox.
All right, go ahead.
All right, so... Lunchbox, the biggest difference that I have found, because I've dealt with both bed bugs and fleas, the biggest difference is bed bugs, you cannot feel them bite. Like, I went on vacation to this home and a little rental house, and I woke up one morning with bites all over my feet. I was like, man, I didn't even wake up, but surely I would have. So I looked them up, and bed bug spit actually numbs your skin, so you cannot feel them bite, like, while you're sleeping.
Dang.
And so with the fleas, the thing with those is I brought in a stray cat, kind of like a rescue deal, and started letting it sleep with me in the bed, and I started waking up, having something bite me, and I clearly saw them. They were definitely fleas. So I would highly suggest that you've got fleas in your house and not bed bugs.
Well, right. Whatever it is, you got to get it out.
Because
you're
going to
bring them in
it.
Here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got it. All right. Working on it.
All right, all right, all right. Hey, Brett, appreciate you, buddy.
Yo! I appreciate you.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
To go to the dentist today? And they have to go under. So it's not just like,
yeah.
No.
Now I know what that's like.
I don't like it.
You don't?
Well, not because it's under, but because you wake up and your mouth is sore.
It's true.
And I talk for a living.
Mm. Yeah.
So they have to take a tooth out because, I don't know, they have to put in a replacement, and then they have to go back and get that replacement fixed.
Oh.
Because they have to send it to a lab. So that's what I'm doing today. Is anybody here driving me to the dentist?
No.
I mean, I can if you need to.
Uber.
Oh, no. My dentist is like 45 minutes away. Because I like him so much, I won't go to a closer one.
Yeah.
And I'm all about some convenience.
Oh, for sure.
Like, I grocery shop at the gas station. That's how much I like convenience. But I like my dentist too much. And so, anyway, I have to go. I was reading the story this morning about the key to getting through a dentist appointment is pretending like you're at a lounge chair at the beach.
Yeah.
How do you do that?
That's literally what the headline says. When you're in the dentist chair and they're doing their things, a new study says it'll calm you down if you pretend you're lying on a lounge chair on the beach. The researchers say that one day dentists may be able to give you virtual reality goggles to picture yourself on a beach.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Yeah, so I'm going to do it today.
LA bag. Pina colada.
Yeah. Oh, I should take it. I can't, though. You probably should
get a spray tan before you come spray.
So you're ready.
I should have them spray tan me while I'm out, so it's like I got a tan.
Yes.
Yeah. So be thinking about me today. 3 o'clock, I'll be in the chair.
I'm kind of jealous you're going to the beach.
Me too, dude.
I'm going to be stuck doing something not as cool as that.
What are you doing today at 3 o'clock?
Why, you need a ride?
I might.
No.
Because I can't drive back, right?
You can't, no.
I'll get a ride. I'll Uber, as Amy says. The Beach Boys are wild because they were super famous and they weren't famous and they came back in as old men.
With this
and were famous again.
Yeah.
They were old when they did this.
Yeah, they were young in the 60s, 50s, 60s, you know, black and white, you know, doing surf songs. And they disappeared through all like the 80s. Like, and then they came back as old men and had that.
But that song was the 80s.
Yeah, but I'm talking 80s hair band. 80s, oh, yeah. The 80s type of music.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that was from the movie Cocktail.
That's right.
It was also in Full House in the early 90s.
Oh.
That's right.
Because Jesse played the drums for them. Yes. And still does, actually. John Stamos does play the drums for them.
Wow.
Yeah.
I knew this song. This was the jam back in the day. You want to know how I knew this song? When I go visit my cousins in Chicago, we used to play house to this song. We'd be down in the basement, and my brother... And my brother and my cousin Pam would be the mom and dad, and then my sister, my cousin Vicky, and me, we'd be the kids, and we'd be like, we'd sing this song, we'd act like we're going to Bermuda, Bahama, and that was how we'd play house.
Yeah.
Play house.
I mean, I get it. I played house as a kid, but just hearing him talk about it just sounds
But yeah,
weird.
We would play this song over and over and over again. Like, this was our vacation song. Like, we were going
to take a family vacation when you're playing house.
Yes.
I get it.
How old were you?
Oh, like 7, 8 years old, 9 years old.
This really must have been popular with the families because this is the first song that with my sister and my cousins we performed live for the family when I got a microphone for Christmas.
Wow, look at everybody's story.
Yeah, my dad, he hates music, and this is the only cassette he ever bought.
He hates music. How do you hate music?
I don't know, but he didn't stand it. He didn't like it at all.
That's like hating
It's
dessert.
Like Lunchbox. It means nothing to him.
Yeah, well, he likes some music.
Yeah, there's some that just hits me in the, you know.
Like this. This song's taking me back.
Did you see the thing where you can take pills to get a suntan?
Yes, I did see that.
How about that story?
Where do we get them?
The drug. Where do we get them? Amy wants to know, no safety. Nothing's weird about it. Where do I get it?
I know.
A pill that gives you a natural suntan.
Scientists have developed a drug that mimics sunlight to make the skin tan. No damaging UV radiation involved. The drug tricks the skin. See, that right there already messes with me.
Messed up, dude.
It's already, it's tricking. Okay. The drug tricks the skin into producing the brown form of the pigment melanin. Yeah, and tests and skin samples on mice. They did it with mice.
And now, mice are okay?
They're all good.
So far, so good.
They're all living at the beach right now.
I love this. I seriously will take that if it's deemed safe.
You don't have a microwave in your house, and she's so anti-microwave. Yeah. She pickets microwaves. She goes to the stores. We will not.
Yeah. It's all about balance, you know? You take some, you lose some.
I believe the term is you win some, you lose some. Not you take some, you lose some.
But I get what you were saying.
Whatever. I just really would like to have more of a skin tone that's more olivey or with color instead of this, my pale Irish skin I was born with from my family.
I mean, I get spray tans.
Yeah. I do too, but I mean, if you take this pill, wake up tan.
You don't want to trick your skin.
I don't want to trick my body, period.
Like, what? What do you think you're doing when you take Midol? You're tricking your uterus. It's not hurting anymore.
I don't have a uterus.
But you still take Midol.
If Amy has it,
okay.
I don't buy it. But
You don't buy it.
All Midol is the same exact thing you buy as a man. It's just they put a name on it for women.
Yeah, totally. A painkiller
yeah.
with added stuff for bloating and caffeine for cramps.
It's just the same thing. They just put a name on it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can take it. You would love it. It's amazing.
That's my
fix-all.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, he's all worried about his manliness, but he wears a fanny pack.
Oh, did you see my new fanny pack?
The leather one.
You posted a picture of it?
On my Insta story?
I have to admit, it's a little different than I thought.
No, no, I'll put it on Instagram right now. Hold on, I got to save it. Guys, it's a luxury fanny because I have the one that I wore to work today. It's the green one.
It's casual.
It's cash.
Yeah, yeah.
It's cash day. Look at me.
But he walked in this morning.
No, I'll watch Insta story on the computer. I'm waiting for you to post it on Instagram.
I'll post it. So I took a picture of it and I posted it and it's a luxury fanny pack.
Oh, boy.
And it's red leather.
Wow.
Oh, that's the weirdness of it. Because I was like, what kind of leather is that? So it's red leather.
Red leather.
Well, what's my favorite color?
Red.
Yeah. And what's luxury?
Leather.
Yeah.
Leather.
What's my favorite luxury fanny color?
Red leather.
Thank you.
Red leather, yellow leather.
I'll post it on Instagram. Mr. Bobby Bones, you can see my luxury fanny pack. Bones. Talking about if your man's high maintenance or not and what it is about them. Hey, Kristen in Columbia, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm really good. Thank you for calling. What do you have for us?
All right. So my husband is extremely particular when it comes to his laundry in multiple facets. Gosh, I hope he's listening right now, too.
Do you want us to call him?
Oh, yes.
Okay, hold on. I'll put you on hold, and then we'll arrange this. Hold on a minute, okay? Here. Hey, Mike D, Kristen on line one. Do you hear me? Kristen on line one, her husband needs to hear what she's about to say, so she'll give you his number. We'll get them both on the phone. We can conference calls, right?
I think so. We have that technology.
Three-way?
I'm telling you, we don't have that technology. We have the oldest, worst equipment. Our phone, not just our board, our phone is probably from when this song came out.
Yeah, I haven't used one of those in a long time. Like, if it rang, I don't know that I would know what to do.
It's a handheld.
Yeah. With a cord.
With a cord. The whole thing's weird. Yeah.
Like, if a child saw that, they would be like, what is this thing?
Like, we have a replacement worker in today. Who's what?
Her name is Morgan.
But we already have a Morgan.
But we say Morgan number two. We should call her not. I don't think we should call her a replacement.
She's a replacement player.
No.
So, our replacement player, Morgan, number two, is doing digital for the next couple weeks. Do you know what this is?
What, a phone?
Yes.
Yes.
That's pretty good. Good job.
Have you ever used a phone like that? How old are you?
23.
You ever use a phone like that where you have to pick it up with the cord on it and put it to your face?
Yes.
Okay.
But I have that in my office and I don't use it.
Oh, because it's like a artifact.
Yeah. You're only 23?
Yes.
Oh, the guys are giving her a hard time for not knowing Kokomo.
That's weak.
And then Eddie yelled at her.
Eddie goes, that's what we're talking about.
Eddie goes, you don't know Kokomo? And she goes, no. And she goes, when were you born? 90 what?
93.
Oh, my. And
crazy.
Then Eddie goes, but I know the Beatles.
I wasn't born then.
Anyway. My point is we have crappy equipment, and we may not be able to three-way them. We'll try. What's there anything wrong with calling a replacement player right now?
Okay.
Were you offended by that Morgan replacement?
No, but we got to decide one. It's either Morgan 2 or replacement Morgan.
I haven't decided what your name is yet. I don't know.
She's 23.
Yeah, you like that?
We're just surrounded. I mean, keeps us young.
She's 13.
Is Morgan
she's
number
13
one.
Years younger than you.
Yeah.
How about that?
So when I was 13, she was young.
You're
born.
A seventh grader, and she's screaming out of that womb.
Yep.
Yeah. Her husband's on. Okay, cool. Let's play like 1 minute, and then we'll match him up. Hey, do we know how to do three-way or no?
No.
No? That's a problem. I think I could probably push one down and then...
Turn them both up? Never mind. I'll leave it to you.
Yeah, leave it to the pros.
I will.
Dude, I used to use three-way like a champ when it first happened.
That was fun.
I get two people on the phone. I used to call like two pizza places at the same time.
And what?
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
No way.
Yeah. Okay, wait, what?
I used to do it on the radio. I would call two pizza places at the same time and three-way it real quick and they talk to each other like, oh, you order. Hello? What do you want to order? No, you call me. No, you call me. And I would laugh.
Let's do that right now.
You can't. Prank phone calls are illegal.
Aww. So fun.
Wait, but ordering pizza is not illegal.
Oh, you can't record it and put it on the air.
Oh,
man.
I know.
What if we tell them we are?
FCC. All right, hold on.
We went off the railroad tracks here. Okay, so I want to go to line one, and Ben is on line one. Hey, Ben, it's Bobby Bones. Do you mind if I put you on the radio for 1 second? It's nothing bad.
Yeah, man, go for it.
Okay, so Ben, your wife Kristen has called into our show, and I don't know if you're a listener at all, but she's a listener of the morning show. And
yeah.
Do you listen at all, Ben?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Okay. So what I'm gonna try to do is see if there's a way to three-way them.
That'd be great.
Kristen?
Yes.
Ben?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Boom. Three-way.
Kristen, can you hear Ben talking?
I can. Yeah.
Okay. Now we're talking about high maintenance men. And so Ben, she called into the show and was talking, and she was like, I sure want him to hear this. So we got you on the phone. And so now, Kristen, the stage is yours. How is he high maintenance?
He is high maintenance regarding his laundry. Hi, love. He will throw the biggest tantrum over the way his clothing is folded. And I just naturally fold clothes a certain direction. I don't know why it's... Seems to be difficult, like writing with your left hand if you're right-handed, but it's hard for me to fold it in a different direction. He wants his shirts folded so that the pocket or where there would be the label, symbol or logo, is up and showing. You know, if he has multiple shirts in the same color, he can tell which shirt it is based on the pocket.
Dang, Beyonce, Ben, what's the problem?
Right. No. Listen, logical. Logical here, Bobby Fink. In the morning, you're getting dressed. All your clothes are stacked up in your drawer. You look at your shirts. You want to know what you're putting on before you put it on, right?
Yeah, before you go unfolding everything. I get it.
No. Hey, Ben, yeah. do your own laundry if you don't like how she's doing.
I do. I refold everything.
Okay, who's doing most of the laundry here, Kristen? You or Ben?
I do most of the laundry.
Her.
He works a lot. And so I don't put laundry away. That's on him. He's very particular about the way he wants it put away. I will fold it.
Ben, what's up with this laundry fit? Like this whole thing?
Hey, man.
It's a laundry thing.
It's just the way I was raised.
Yeah.
Put it away right. You don't have wrinkles in your shirt. You don't have wrinkles in your pants. You know what you're putting on, and you look good.
So did your mom or grandma or your dad, whoever raised you, did they fold your laundry like that, and that's why you like it now?
They folded it like that until I was probably 8. I don't know, 10, 11, and then I got told how to do it, and I did it that way for my whole life.
All right. Well,
to be fair, like, one of my first memories when we started dating or getting more serious, and I was sleeping over at his house or whatnot, and his clothes were there, and I would fold them, was him telling me how to fold his socks.
That's right.
His socks?
Wait, your socks?
Ben, how do you like your socks folded, buddy?
My socks folded?
Yeah.
They just roll together. I don't even care now about my socks. I probably cared at one point, but now it doesn't matter.
Yeah, he didn't care at one point.
He's chill. He's chill about his socks now.
Kristen, how did he used to like his socks?
Okay, so you have to take the socks and you have to line them up from top to toe. Hold that.
Oh, my Lord.
Dead center, and then you have to take the top of one sock and roll it completely over the other so that they all line up exactly the same size when they're folded.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Ben, you're OCD.
Wow. There you go.
You're OCD, yeah. Right? I mean, I recognize that because I'm the same way with a lot of things. Not clothes, but the lining up and the numbers and the colors, I do that. And I think Ben has a problem.
I have a problem.
And it's the only one that has lasted is this laundry folding. And I'm a good housekeeper, and I do. I mean, I'm not saying I hand him his clothes a mess, but oh,
hey,
boy.
Ask her how the socks get folded now.
I'm not getting into a fight.
Jerry.
Ben, does she have anything that she's high maintenance about you need to get off your chest?
Oh, my gosh. Ask her about her bathroom sink.
Kristen, what's up with that bathroom sink?
I'm not entirely sure what he means by that, but it might be that every single thing that I need to use on a daily basis is actually not put away anymore. It's lining the sink because I want easy access to it.
Bobby, it looks like a Macy's counter when you come up.
Man, wow. I love these guys.
You know the OCD in him wants to put that stuff away.
Oh, man. All right. Hey, Ben, have a great morning. Thank you for letting us talk to you. Kristen, have a great morning. Thank you for calling into the show. Man, you guys are awesome.
Thanks,
bye, guys.
Macy's counter.
Can we call them back tomorrow?
That's funny, man. We didn't even get to the segment because we didn't need to. Hey, let's go around the room. And the most high-maintenance thing about you, guys, and Amy, you'll do your husband. Kaylee in Jeffersonville, Arkansas, how are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm really good. Thanks for calling. So, tell me what's up. Your man, your boyfriend, so tell me what's high-maintenance about him.
Oh, he's going to kill me. I've never told him this before. We've been together for 6 years. But he, every time he's sick, I'm talking like a stuffy nose, like maybe like a small cough. He thinks he's dying. Like, he stays home from work. And I'm like, listen, if you're sick enough to stay home from work, you can go to the doctor and get some medicine. And he, like, refuses. He's like, no, I don't need any medicine. I'm like, but you're staying home from work. Like, you're sick, right?
So he wants you to baby him, yet he will not take care of himself.
Exactly.
Typical for a man. Earlier, I was talking about this. We were talking about Mother's Day versus Father's Day. And it was... Most people will spend more money and more time thinking about Mother's Day. And it was, men and women are different when it comes to what they need.
Mm-hmm.
Men, we're babies. We like to be babied. If we got a sniffle, we need to be babied because we're weak. Where you guys are much stronger in what you need.
Yeah.
But what you like are birthdays, holidays, anniversaries, Valentine's Day. That's what you like.
Definitely.
We're a need. We're the need sex. We're men. We're definitely
more tough.
And you guys
stronger.
Need to
acknowledgement, pampering, mm-hmm. stuff like that. Affirmation.
Yeah, thank you. You. By the way, somebody just tweeted me. Virginia Hensley tweeted
me.
Okay,
what'd she say?
She quoted me when I said, hey, thanks for yelling over me. I appreciate that. Talking to you.
Uh-huh.
She goes, Bobby Bones, you are so rude and such a princess. Now, the princess part I could probably agree with.
But you're not so rude.
No, well, I don't think there was a...
You weren't. I definitely talked over you. I can't even remember what you were doing.
No, I was trying to go to commercial.
Yeah.
And you started yelling. Right,
and I shouldn't do that. It's really part of my job. I should know, but I shouldn't do that. For real. So, yeah.
So tell her to shut up.
No.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay.
Let's do the most high-maintenance thing your husband, Amy.
He'll probably kill me.
Go ahead. I always like it when it starts like that. Go ahead.
Okay, so you know how when you make a sandwich and it's either cut down the middle, uh-huh. like horizontally or diagonally? He has to have it cut horizontally. And I always grew up cutting it diagonal. And I learned this in our marriage, like when if we were making sandwiches or grilled cheeses or something, like I cut mine diagonal, but I have to do his special and cut it horizontal down the middle.
Is it that special, though?
He would prefer it that way.
Yeah.
And I get it. I mean, I can eat a sandwich really either way, but I just grew up cutting diagonal, but I learned early on.
This is a
on.
Thing? Wow.
Well, it's not, I learned.
Do you guys
so
are going to fight
thing.
Over it?
No, it's not a fight. It's not a fight because I don't like, now that I know, I don't intentionally cut a diagonal and
I
be
would.
Like, eat your sandwich.
If I'm mad at you and I'm like, oh, man, little,
and
I would cut it off because he's like me, time, on time,
yeah, I don't
numbers.
Know. So it is.
Straight like, lines. Oh, of course.
So that's why he wants it. Like,
absolutely.
And I try to make it as even as possible.
As equal sides, too. They need equal sides.
But he's not like OCD, but
yes,
there's just something about, no.
Yes,
Well, then he's not when it comes to folding clothes.
OCD isn't, okay, you don't throw him under the bus on this.
But you're saying he's tricking me with the clothes folding.
Oh, Amy, your husband went to the Air Force Academy and was in the military and, yeah, and is awesome at what he does, yet he can't fold a t-shirt.
Please.
Come on. He's playing you. He's smart.
I'm getting played for sure.
You're played. Lunchbox, what's the most high-maintenance thing about you?
Listen, I'm a charm to live with. I am so easy. Like, I'm not very diva-like at all. The only thing is, I have to sleep on the same side of the bed every night. Boom. I got my side. Don't come.
That's
like,
normal.
Yeah, we all
That's
have our it. Sides.
Yeah, we all have sides.
I think you're really dirty. Here, let me do you.
But no, you're
really dirty.
But you're
That's
saying
his
my
high maintenance,
high maintenance thing. I don't consider that high maintenance. I consider that low maintenance because I just don't care.
Yeah, but
like, if it's messy,
she has to take care of it.
Yeah. I don't really. But Ray and Eddie said they go over there and it's dirty.
It's disgusting.
Because she can't keep her?
Yeah, no, what? I mean, I don't know who's keeping. They're not both not cleaning.
Like, no, it's not good. She tries, but then I dominate and overwhelm.
There you
I
go.
Dominate.
Eddie?
I mean, I'm like a Lunchbox charm for sure, but there's one thing that really makes me upset, and if you do it, I will be really, really mad, and that's eat my protein bar. I have one bar that I have every single, there's five. Every Sunday I go to the store and I buy five bars Monday through Friday, and if you eat one of them and I have to go to the store to get a whole new pack, right, I'm really upset. Think thin bars. Don't touch them.
Well, let me talk about me, because I'm a charm to live with, right?
Oh, I bet.
Oh, boy.
But nobody lives with me. My dog does, right?
Yeah.
So I guess I'm not... you know, it's tough because I'm all about time. And there's no being late. There's no even thinking about being on time. We got to get there early to everything.
Obnoxious.
Mm-hmm. That's
obnoxious. So,
like,
and if we're getting close, I'm like, hey, are you close to getting ready?
Oh, that's so annoying.
You clap?
My husband does it too.
I'm like, hey.
Hey, how much longer do you have?
I'm like, hey, what do we think? Estimate. Let's estimate how long it's going to take you to get ready. What do you think that ETA is on you walking down to the living room?
It's pretty obnoxious, man.
It's awful. But I am who I am. I think it's very disrespectful to be late.
It is.
What gives you the most stress, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter?
Facebook.
Why?
Well, I avoid it because it gives me stress. Like, too much to catch up on, people posting things, political stuff. Just not I don't feel good going there. I do not go there really often. Instagram and Twitter, I go every day. So that's how I can give you that answer with confidence.
Twitter stresses me out the most.
Really? Because of like bad news or?
I'm on Twitter the most because I'm constantly trying to read news.
Okay.
And the news isn't good a lot of times. And so Facebook doesn't stress me out because I don't care. It's just evil. That's like, I don't like bad part of town. I don't go to it. So I don't go over there. So, but Twitter, I'm on there a lot. People are just fighting all the time about stuff. News organizations fighting with each other. Reporters fight with each other. It just stresses me out.
Quote, retweeting each other.
Instagram is the biggest, though, because of FOMO and body image issues. Because, again, people...
You just have to know, like, hey, this is probably filtered five times. They don't really look like that. Okay. Sometimes I post things of myself. I'm like, that doesn't even look like me, but okay.
But it looks good, so I'll put it out.
Okay.
It's true.
I wish that everyone just accepted in their head that Instagram's the best of, a greatest hit.
It is.
Yes. It's the greatest hits of the day.
You're right.
So.
Very interesting way to look at it. Best of, because Facebook is everything. I mean, I went to get a cup of coffee. Here's my kid's last day of school picture. I mean, stupid.
Well, you're obsessed with those kids' last days.
Really? Well, I had another one today. First day of pre-K, last day of pre-K. Annoying. Great. I mean, Facebook is the most stressful by far.
I haven't tried Facebook.
Yeah, it's new.
What's this Facebook?
Facebook is new.
Did I say Facebook?
Yeah, you
I
did.
Meant Facebook. Oh, whatever. It man. Is stressful. See, I'm stressed out just talking about it. Zuckerberg, clean it up over there.
All right, check us out at Facebook.com.
Bobby Bones.
Talking about high maintenance men. Robin in North Little Rock, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm really good. Thank you for calling. What's going on?
Oh my gosh. Okay, so y'all are talking about high maintenance men. I'm going to take everybody out this morning. I'm on top. I've won already. My husband is so high maintenance. Well, let me back up, Bobby. First, he's English. But here's the thing. He's got so many high maintenance things. But the one thing we have to do when we're out running around, shopping, whatever, we have to get his Coke from a Sonic. We can be going through McDonald's, and his drink has to come from Sonic.
Wow.
How's that one?
So you get food from somewhere else, but the drink has to be.
Wait, is it because the ice? That's what I was going to wonder.
Oh, it's just the Coke. No Coke flavoring with the carbonation or whatever, the ice, the Route 44. It has to be perfect. And before I drive off, he has to take a drink, check it out, and make sure it's good enough.
That's pretty high maintenance. No lie. That's like ridiculously high maintenance. Yeah, that's a good one. Hey, thank you very much, Ron. Appreciate you for calling.
Hey, thanks. Y'all have a great day. We love your show.
Thank you very much. Yeah, that's a whole thing. Like, he must go there. He must fill that cup the same soft foam way. We all know we've been to Sonic a million times.
Yeah.
The ice is fantastic.
So amazing.
And the syrup is different in every machine. Like, each place makes the Coke a little different. It's how much syrup you put in. It's a mixture.
Interesting. I didn't know that.
What'd you think happened? They just poured cans into a box?
I mean, I didn't know that you could make it more syrupy or less syrupy because I don't drink Coke, so I don't know that. But I think I found my high maintenance thing.
Oh, you finally found one.
I finally found one.
Go ahead.
If we go to the grocery store, I make my wife take the shopping cart all the way back into the store when we're done unloading it. There is no leaving it in the bin. There's
why don't you do it?
Right.
Because I'm driving. So I'll pick her up, but she can't leave it in one of those bins. She can't leave. She has to walk it all the way back into the store and put it back where she got it.
Because you're a former cart boy.
Yes, and she gets so annoyed. Well, that's it.
You're like, if you don't go do that, I'm not driving you home.
You won't drive her home?
No. We won't leave the parking lot until she goes and puts it in the store.
Have you guys ever had a standoff?
Oh, yeah. She's like, I'm just going to go put it in the bin. I was like, we ain't leaving. And we'll sit there.
And so wait, so she just went and put it in the bin?
No, she sits there and she's like, why is it such a big deal? And I said, because. She goes, no, I'm going to go. And I said, if you do, we're not going to leave. And she'll go put it in the store.
So she's never challenged you on it fully?
Not fully. She's never committed to putting it in the bin and then trying to get in the car.
Former carboy life.
I'd have to lock the door. Bloop.
You would lock her out of the car.
Yeah.
I believe him.
I just have to get carts to a Hobby Lobby. You have to go out. It's a pain in the butt, isn't it? To have to go
it is.
And then push them all
But wasn't
in.
That your job? Isn't that why they're there?
It is. But
no,
why
that was my only job. I didn't even go inside the store. I just picked up carts the whole day.
Right, so you wouldn't have a job if people didn't put them in the bins.
But why not make someone's life a little easier if you can?
But if you show up to work and there are no carts in the bins, what do you do?
Yeah, really, what did you do, Lunchbox? If there was no carts, did they have, like, you restocking stuff? What did you do?
No.
You just kind of hung out
with
your boys?
If people needed help loading, like, if they have a heavy thing, we had to put it in their car. But there's always carts, let me tell you. And it's annoying. Or you take a break, because you're out in the heat. You sit down for 10 minutes. But the most annoying thing is when you're going up the hill and you're pulling 20 carts, and someone stops you in the middle of the hill. Can you take one more? Come on.
People dang, like, I really? Do that.
You stop me in the middle of, I mean,
I thought that was helpful.
No.
Suddenly he's going uphill in the snow.
It is.
No
my
Sansi
car is on top of the hill.
There you go. All right. Our listeners are so funny. They just sent me this. Here. This is from the Today Show.
If a party is slated to start at 6:30 p.m., what time do you arrive? Is it A, the designated start time, B, 10 to 15 minutes late, or C, 30 minutes late?
Okay, so here we go. First of all, they didn't give the real option early, which is my favorite option. But if the party starts at 6:30, do you get there at 6:30, 15 minutes late, or 30 minutes late?
Okay.
What would be your answer? I haven't heard the whole clip.
If you've been invited to a party, you get there 15 minutes late.
Okay.
That's easy. 15 minutes late. You don't want to be the first one there, but you don't want to be the last one to arrive either.
Boom.
Okay. I think the question's already wrong because I would have got there at 6 o'clock.
Yes. Oh. If it starts at 6:30, Bobby will be there at 6.
I've been like, you need any help anything?
Yeah, I would have gotten there at 7.
Oh. So you did.
30 minutes late for sure.
45.
Oh. It starts at 6:30. No, I'd get there at 7. 30 minutes late.
Okay.
Jenna. 10 to 15 minutes late. That is correct. Absolutely.
That's stupid.
Correct.
Yes.
So if you have a dinner party and it's at 6:30 and you show up even a little bit early, the host is rushing around doing last minute things, so you never want to arrive right on time.
I agree.
Okay, then set the time back 30 minutes.
No.
15 minutes.
No, it's just
the time that you say is the time that people should get there. And the really good people in your life will get there early.
What time did you get to Amy's party?
Well, listen, the party was roughly started at like 8 or something.
8.
Yeah.
Bobby got there at 7:30.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
And he sat there and just drank energy drinks. It's like he was or he got there to lend a hand.
If you would have asked me to lend a hand, you'd have had two helping ones.
Oh.
But you didn't.
No, I just was rushing around, and then we never even ate till 9:45. Guys,
Eddie, how time did you get there?
I wasn't invited.
Oh,
it's fun. I finally got invited to my first Amy party.
Yeah. Let me tell you, finally invited.
It lived up to the hype.
Really?
Yeah. When the pony came out, I was like, "This is the greatest."
Pony!
Yeah. I forgot to tell you guys about the pony. I'll tell you all that.
Oh my goodness.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bone Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Amy's got a pile of things over there. What do you have in the pile?
Well, three drug smugglers were caught with meth in their underwear at the airport. Two of them had already boarded the plane. The third one got busted in security with, like, the bags of meth taped to his thighs. And then they realized he had two other accomplices with him. And they made it through. They pulled him off the plane, found bags hidden in the bra and in their carry-on luggage.
I'd be so mad if the dude who got caught.
Yeah.
Oh, like, you got two on, and then Jimmy gets caught.
It was $27,000 worth of meth.
Like, I don't like meth anyway.
Me neither. Bad.
But
bad,
still,
bad.
Two get on, yeah. And you're the one that causes your buddies to all go to jail?
Like, or how about the fact that those people even made it, the meth made it through?
I'm so much stuff's making it through, we have no idea.
Oh, I don't like that.
I told
that.
You, I had an ex-girlfriend once.
I don't like the sound of that.
Her job was, ooh. I don't like the sound of that.
Thank you, funny, guys.
I'm glad you caught on to it, because I was trying.
Your ex-girlfriend, she worked in food, like food sales.
Distribution.
Okay,
yeah.
Distribution. And she'd have to always use box cutters because she'd go into factories and stuff and she'd have to cut. And she got to the airport, security screen with like three box cutters. And then she was like, dude, yeah.
And this was like shortly after 9/11-ish.
Yeah, this is like 5 years after 9/11. I mean, way after 9/11.
Wow.
And she got on the other side and she freaked out. She was like, oh my God. I have box cutters on the other side of the airport, on that security.
You just keep going.
She just threw them away and just was out.
No, you would just leave them in your purse. Don't bring them out because then people.
No, I'm not getting on an airplane with box cutters in my purse.
Yeah.
There, you're out of your mind.
That's why I turned myself in.
You're drawing more attention to yourself, but you're taking them out in the airport.
No, I'm throwing away the purse. I mean, I'm just getting rid of them. I'm not getting on an airplane with box cutters.
I don't know.
Amy walked with it, had a switchblade.
But I turned myself in. I was in line for security, and I flagged down one of the TSA agents, and I said, but I was in line, so I trapped with people in front of me and behind me, and I was like, sir, I have a switchblade in my bag. Can I give it to you? He's like, no. He's like, you're going to need to go mail that to yourself, or we can hold it for you. So I paid like $5, and they put it in a locker for me at the airport. When I flew back through, I got to pick it up.
Your switchblade.
Yep.
Which I don't think you've had since.
It was a gift.
I know, but you don't think you've used it.
I have it at home. I know right where it is. I use it sometimes.
Yeah.
On what?
For what reason?
In case I need it.
When you're just switching blading around the house?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Practice.
What's in the pile?
Okay. If I say this, what do you think of? What network? Fair and Balanced.
Oh, I saw that Fox dropped it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fox News is known for always being like fair and balanced. That's their slogan.
That.
And now they're switching it to most watched, most trusted, or something like that.
Because it's not fair and balanced. No news
no
is fair
is,
and balanced.
Right.
Yeah, none of it. Yeah. The only thing fair and balanced is this show.
Yeah. We're fair and balanced.
Yeah. Well, we're really not either,
okay.
I guess.
If I say this, I like this game now.
Unfair and imbalanced. I think that's our show. Go ahead.
Okay, if I say this, what do you think of? No soup for you.
Lunchbox. Soup again!
What's, mommy,
what's that
mommy.
Commercial?
Screaming Sicilian pizza.
Mommy!
What soup for dinner?
Soup again!
No, mommy, not tonight. I want you to live outside the box. Let's have pizza. Screaming Sicilian pizza, mommy!
Okay.
Listeners will message me and go, I tried the Lunchbox commercial pizza and it's good.
It's
yeah.
good.
It's good.
Soup again!
No, mommy. Okay, no.
Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah, no soup for you. So Soup Man has filed for bankruptcy.
The Soup Nazi.
Yeah. Not Soup Man. He's not a hero of soup.
No, he's the Soup Nazi.
He doesn't fly around protecting soups all over the city.
Is Nazi though? PC.
I am Soup Man.
I'm just trying to be balanced.
fair and balanced.
That was his name on the TV show.
Yeah, that's what they called him.
He was the Soup Nazi.
But now sometimes, one time I said that to one of my friends that was being a stickler about something, and I was like, okay, yoga Nazi or whatever, because she's, I don't know what I was, I'm just giving
you
an example.
But you were giving that as a term. That's actually his name on the show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's different.
You're just assigning someone the term Nazi.
That was, yeah, that's not PC. So I'm going to do that. So I changed it to Soup Man, but.
Nobody knows who Soup Man is because he doesn't exist. Worst comic book ever.
Hey, what'd you get? Well, I got the new Wolverine edition 61, and I have Soup Man episode 1, edition 1. This one kind of sucks, Peter.
Okay. And the last thing from my pile that I want to talk about.
What?
Is
Spaghetti Man.
That'd actually be kind of cool.
What?
It'd be Spaghetti Man.
Yeah.
You could, like...
And his arms are like noodles.
Wrap people up. Okay.
Go ahead.
A small plane violated airspace while the president's plane was nearby, and it was taken down by two fighter jets. Boom. Not shot down.
What taken down?
Dang. It was escorted.
She won't say soup Nazi, but she'll talk about a plane getting shot down.
No. Was it
Harrison
escorted.
Ford?
No, it was. Shockingly, it wasn't.
It's Harrison Ford in a Civil War plane
it
giving the thumbs up
plane.
To the president.
He's like, what up? No. But the fighter jets escorted the plane down. It was like intercepted, but I mean, like, know your airspace or something. You would think they'd be like, heads up, Air Force One in the area. Don't fly over here.
And you got about 10 seconds before we shoot you down.
Yeah.
You can't be flying near the airplane.
No.
Unless you're Harrison.
I mean, I'm sure it was an accident, total accident, but how scary would that be if, like, these two fighter jets pull up next to you and they're like, yo, you down?
You're probably thinking they're not even for you.
Yeah, I'd be like, hey, waving, like, thumbs up.
That, you're like, that's cool. You're taking pictures of your phone.
You're like, tough gun. This is
the Bobby Bones Show. Thanks to Shania Twain for coming by day number two. You can hear that up on the podcast. Just go over to BobbyBones.com. You can download from iTunes, iHeartRadio. There's that. There's also a BobbyCast. Jesse Alexander was over at the house last night and have a studio. And we talked about her writing Blake Shelton Drink on It, Lee Bryce, I Drive Your Truck, The Climb from Miley Cyrus. Like, she's really good. I really like it. I really love talking to songwriters. And so she's an awesome one. So search BobbyCast if you're bored today. Anyway, it's been a good day. Everybody good?
Yeah, great.
Great.
Awesome.
Whoop.
All right, there we have it. Results are in. It's been a good day. See you guys tomorrow. Dance party tomorrow for sure. And maybe some other surprises too. Come on. Get your Bobby Bones on.